Well, in Colorado, where sales of recreational marijuana have been legal since 2014, scientists are literally driving around federal law to conduct their research. It happens in a converted Dodge van nicknamed the Canavan. Sam Brash of Colorado Public Radio explains why researchers have to take their work on the road.
There's one source of marijuana for clinical research in the United States. It's a 12-acre cannabis farm at the University of Mississippi, run by the National Institute on Drug Abuse, or NIDA. Researchers battle through piles of paperwork to request the drug. And then
one day, after you pass through all those hoops, your government marijuana just arrives in the mail.
That's Cinnamon Bidwell. She is a cognitive scientist at the University of Colorado Boulder. She says cannabis available in Colorado is much stronger than what the government provides for research. THC is the main psychoactive compound in cannabis, and Bidwell found that government pot has an average THC potency of 5 or 6%.
And now your average THC potency in Colorado is something closer to 16.5%.
Ken Hutchison is another scientist in Bidwell's lab. After legalization, he wanted to study the effects of the more potent marijuana on the Colorado market.
And so the first thing we did was we thought, well, we'll bring people into our lab on campus, have them use cannabis, and then study the effects.
The request hit a snag with the CU Boulder legal team. The university receives more than $300 million a year in federal research grants. If scientists didn't follow the letter of federal law, the legal team worried the government could take away that money. It meant scientists couldn't buy, dose, or even touch cannabis from a Colorado pot shop for their work. So Hutchison went back and forth with the lawyers.
And what we came up with was we can't bring people to campus and have them use cannabis, but we can bring the lab to the people.
Enter the Canavan.
Beautiful.
Here's how the van works. Scientists assign study participants, who are all regular marijuana users, a certain cannabis product. They buy it on their own. When the van shows up, they enter sober and run through a battery of tests. Then they go back into their homes, get as high as they want, and return to the van for the same tests. Taylor Armstrong is a research assistant who works on the Canavan. He ran me through the test battery.
Are you ready to start?
Ready.
Cool.
It starts with a breathalyzer just to make sure alcohol won't interfere. There's a blood draw to see how much THC is in a subject's system. Then participants memorize a list of grocery items.
Toothbrush, lemons, bacon.
They take some cognitive tests on an iPad.
Are these the same? That's right.
And do a balance test and a driving simulation. Then they try to recall that grocery list from earlier.
Toothbrush, bacon, gum. I'm losing it. Man, this is hard.
Memorization isn't my strong suit. And just to be clear, I was completely sober. Anyway, participants earn $150. Bidwell says the van has one clear advantage in the current legal landscape.
We're able to add the elements of laboratory control that we would like to have in place without dosing them or providing the products.
And she can observe impairment right after use. Hutchison, the other Canavan researcher, says there are also clear drawbacks.
We don't control the dose. We don't control how they take it. So that means there's a lot of variability in the data.
While it's imperfect, newer products like marijuana concentrates have made their research more urgent. Bidwell says high-end concentrates
have potencies of THC that are very regularly up to 90%.
That's 90, like 90.
We're talking about, you know, a very different animal.
Sales of concentrates in Colorado nearly tripled between 2014 and 2016. That's according to BDS Analytics, a cannabis data company. One van study looks at the effects of concentrates. Another looks at the effects of more traditional forms of marijuana. That one's paid for by the National Institute on Drug Abuse, the same organization that provides low-potency marijuana to researchers. Kent Hutchison says federal authorities might have been unsure of his methods at first, but they've come around.
There's some sympathy on the part of reviewers for this situation where we desperately need the data, and there's no good way to do it other than the way we've identified.
In other words, even the feds are climbing aboard the Canavan. For Here and Now, I'm Sam Brash in Denver.